Washington State gets a D plus on corruption and government accountability. That's according to a new national report by the Center for Public Integrity. But other states are even worse. Washington actually ranks near to the top at number 12. Kyung Song led the investigation into Washington State for the report, and she told Ross Reynolds what's behind the findings.
The scorecard itself is actually based on a set of 245 questions in such areas as, you know, access to information, ethics enforcement, electoral oversight.
In this new report, what did Washington State do well at when it comes to transparency and openness?
Washington State was actually fairly typical in that it performed very well in the categories of state budget process as well as internal auditing, the latter of which is sort of ironic given the Troy Kelly affair with the state auditor's office. But most states actually performed very well in those two categories.
Where did Washington State fall down when it comes to transparency and openness in this 2015 state integrity investigation?
Washington State actually rated an F, a failing grade in the area of access to information. And again, that was very typical compared to other states in that in the vast majority of states, the public really has a difficulty not only accessing information readily, but also that information being given in a timely basis to advocates and journalists who might actually request them.
Was that across the board, Kyung, or were there some areas of state government that were good at providing access and others that just failed miserably?
You know, the area of the state government where the access to information I think is most critical is in areas such as public, campaign finance, financial disclosure for state officials. If you wanted to look up, say, the financial disclosure forms for Governor Inslee, it's not actually very easy to do that because you have to actually go to the Public Disclosure Commission website and make an email request. And then if you actually do get the information in hand, you'll find that these public the financial disclosure forms really don't tell you all that much. You know, the financial records are given such wide range of values that you don't really know how wealthy or not wealthy someone is. You don't really know where the most of their income is derived from.
So Washington got a D plus, and yet we ranked 12th nationally. What's that mean for the state of accountability and transparency across the United States when you can get a D plus and rank 12th?
Again, you know, I think this was a report card where the vast majority of states performed quite dismally. State of Alaska was number one, and it got there with a grade of C. And I think there were something like 11, maybe a dozen states that actually flunked the report card altogether. Bottom line with this report card is that the country as a whole, and certainly Washington State as part of that, has really a long ways to go to ensure that the citizens have access to information, that we have the mechanisms in place to hold people accountable, that when there's a malfeasance or corruption, that those things get an airing right away, and that we have people in place who actually are able to act on those findings.
Kyung Song is an associate editor at Aerospace America. She wrote the report on Washington State for the 2015 State Integrity Investigation. That national investigation was sponsored by the Center for Public Integrity. And she talked to Ross Reynolds.